If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of an open fire, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially integral to the fabric of our very nature. Today we talk about...
I'm not wet at this point. Nothing's wet. I'm just butt naked and I don't know where my pants are.
You put the chips on the sandwich, dude.
Donnie D on the backup. Drug free, so put the crack up.
Here we go. Start your engines.
I just want to party.
Ain't a damn thing change.
Hit it like, oh, look at us this week. A bunch of hat boys.
Dude,
I'm wearing hat boys.
This is so embarrassing. I'm wearing the exact same thing.
Oh, you sicko.
You dog.
You're in sicko mode.
And I'm having some beef jerky, guys.
God.
Make it grandma, boys.
Okay, for everybody listening, Durs just took a bite of a beef stick, and Adam has a naked grandma hat, dude. Where'd you get that?
Whoa.
You know, this is an audio medium, but I like to do visual bits.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Someone gave it to me during our sick-ass live tour.
Oh, shit.
Embroidered real high.
Here we go.
Punk rock, getting radical.
They did go a little high with the embroidery.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of hard to see when you're just wearing the hat.
Yeah, it's kind of over the top of his head.
Yeah, you got to go.
It's kind of maybe like they made a bunch of them and you got the
it's
first one.
It's over back for sure, the writing yeah. there. It says what naked grandma, though, which I thought, hey,
oh, yeah.
What a fun merch. I feel, you know, maybe we get some naked grandma hats.
Yeah.
That being said, I haven't worn it out and about a lot.
Yeah, sure.
Naked grandma!
Because I don't want people to be like, naked, why? Why naked grandma? And then I'd have to be like, eh, it's a podcast. I do a podcast.
Yeah. That shit's important.
Well, yeah. Well, embrace it.
And they go, and what is it on the podcast? And you go, well, so what we do is we say, hey, that's a naked grandma. And they go, I don't understand. And you go, well.
Okay, well. What? Have you ever watched Family Feud? Okay, do you know the WAPAP thing where it was like yeah. a surfer and
naked grandma?
They just start walking away.
Yeah, yeah. They immediately they tell me I can no longer eat at this restaurant.
Right.
They're like, actually,
yeah, I'm sorry, but you have to leave this Carl's Jr.
We're out.
Here's your footlong spicy Italian, sir. You can leave now.
And here's your footlong cookie and footlong pretzel and footlong churro as well.
That's right. They do footlong cookies now.
They do footlong cookies, which is weird.
Dude. And I like, what do they call it? They do footlong cookies and footlong churros, and they call it like the snack pack. And you're like, you have to, in the commercial, it's like, you have to have a snack pack
bro.
Or something like that. And you're like, no, you don't. You don't have to have a footlong cookie to go along with your Subway sandwich.
Goodbye.
You don't need a footlong cookie.
you don't. Most of America does.
I haven't had a footlong sandwich in years. I gave up. I was like,
yeah, I thought you were about to say something else because I know, I know you've had footlong.
I've never had a footlong.
I've never had a Drake.
Yeah,
it's so much food. I don't know how we got tricked into like. A footlong sandwich is so much food.
Yeah.
You need another 4 inches.
Yeah. if you're a bitch, dude.
I could eat a foot long of everything, man. If it's not a foot isn't that big, if you ask me.
I'm saying I can, but I never feel like I like did the right thing after eating a foot long sandwich. If I eat a half a foot long, what is that? Five, six inches?
Yeah, I do feel that's 6 inches. Yeah.
I'm like, perfect. That was great.
I'm like,
you need another 4 inches.
As soon as I'm done.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I feel like, is it Jimmy John's that gives you the option of like 6, 9, or 12? They give you that 9.
6, 9, 12.
they give you that like in between where you're like, you know what? I just 6 inches sometimes doesn't get the job done. Then you gotta go chips.
At Jersey Mike's. Well then, yeah, I go chips.
Mike's way.
But you go, I go chips with the footlong anyway.
I go the boots with the bird.
I don't like chips.
You don't like chips, or you don't like chips with a footlong?
What the hell?
Well, I don't. It's always just like, I guess if I'm gonna get the 6 inch, I'm gonna need a little more food.
Okay.
So I'll get chips.
I can't stop eating.
But the 9 incher,
okay,
is the perfect amount of food.
That's what
I don't need the chips. I don't need the chips.
Okay.
It's not that I don't want more food. I want different food. So if I get a 6 inch or at Jersey Mike's, I go mini.
Okay.
And I just get a bag of chips for different food.
Hot.
Dude, you guys are skipping over the most important thing about chips at a sandwich shop. You put the chips on the sandwich, dude. That fucking makes the sandwich the sandwich.
Yeah. No, that technically does not make the sandwich the sandwich.
Well, it makes it like a pool sandwich, and that shit is the best kind of sandwich.
I like that. I'm with you on that one.
Thank
that you. To me yes. is wiki wah wah.
Yeah.
That to me is wiki wah wah.
I got Cisco on my team.
Do you have that?
Oh, from last week. That's right.
Yeah, from last week. Do you have that on the board yet?
Go ahead and hit it now.
I can.
Yeah, go ahead and drop the wiki wah wah.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Right, yeah, because we're fine. No! God damn it!
No, and we are.
No, it.
Here it is. Ready?
Wiki wah wah. Wiki wah wah. Wiki wah wah. Jim West.
Oh, yes, man. Our podcast is like Groundhog's Day, baby. The people just keep coming back.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah, it seems like we did that just minutes ago.
I will say it puts you in a great mood.
It feels good.
Hot.
And like is that. Will going to start? Because, you know, Will, I feel like now he's doing like bad.
You're talking Smith?
Will Smith.
Wow, dude.
He's doing bad YouTube videos where he seems like he's trying to act like he's a 20-year-old or something.
Okay.
Where like he's doing like it comes like sort of like TikTok-y sort of like I'm doing the trend type thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is not.
I did an ice bucket challenge yesterday.
Wait, yesterday?
Did you challenge us?
You guys got called out. Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
There's a challenge waiting for you.
Oh shit.
The ice bucket challenge from like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer.
Maybe even longer.
8 years ago.
It could be longer.
Holy shit. The beer's on ice. The bucket's on ice, baby.
Yeah, well, we gotta start a new one. The Scorpion Bucket Challenge.
Okay.
You just pour some scorpions.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Dude. It's a little edgier.
For stiff person syndrome.
Hey, do you want to beat stiff person syndrome?
Yeah.
Do you like Celine Dion and do you want her to continue singing?
Yes,
fucking pour this bucket of scorpions on your skull,
okay,
you bitch.
Right. I do love that someone does that and they're like,
and I'm
I
calling
challenge.
On John Cena, The Rock, and Steve Guttenberg.
And Cisco.
It's just hanging off your eyelid.
John Cena, The Rock, and Cisco.
And Cisco.
Yeah!
Scorpion's in my shirt. It's in my shirt. God damn it.
Yeah!
I think he's down. That's the Boo Box, baby, from Hook. You remember that? Oh, Durs, that's bad memories for you, right?
No, it's not a bad memory. It's just formative.
You don't like the movie Hook, which is it's okay. You don't have
to know why.
I got a new watch. I actually went to Vegas right before the Super Bowl.
Oh,
I saw.
Hello.
Got a new watch.
Yes, sir.
Tracked it down. The Rolexes are so hard to find that you have to buy a fucking plane ticket, travel somewhere to get it from somewhere else.
A dealer?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't have a hookup in the great city of Los Angeles.
And if you're listening at home, Adam just held up his wrist. He's got what is known popularly as a Batman. GMT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the blue and black. I'm a fancy bitch, you guys. A lot of people don't realize. You look at me and you're like, that guy's not fancy.
I do want to run the tape back when you were like, I'm not a Rolex guy. Remember that?
Yeah.
Those days?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
what
yeah,
are you
yeah.
now, just for clarification?
I'm a Rolex guy. Yeah. I do own three of them now.
Yeah.
But
that's right, because yeah, you yeah. just got
that's pretty wiki. Wow.
You just got your birthday one.
Yeah. My wife says it's pretty wiki wiki wow wow that I'm buying all these Rolexes yeah. when we're having a child.
But that's and the balance.
A lot of people would say, yeah,
okay,
you got to ebb and flow.
And then you say, I give it to Bo when he graduates preschool.
That's what I said. That was the how I got away with it. I was right. like, I'm honey,
that's cool.
I want to give it to my son right. when he's old enough to respect it, which will be.
Whenever
on my deathbed, and he's like 60 years old.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to buy a big screen TV. I'm going to give it to our boy.
I give it to my son. It's my son. I got to give
we
it.
We need a new TV.
Honey, I need a monster truck.
Adam, I feel the same way. I'm like, I got this watch. I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to gift this to my boy. Or like, now I got
to
get two more.
Yeah, you
but
have
at the
to.
Same time,
perfect.
I'm like,
favorites.
I'm like, so then my kid's just going to be some like fucking 24-year-old douchebag with a Rolex on his wrist. Like, what?
You lose.
Oh, no, you can't. You absolutely can't give it to them when they're young.
No.
And that's why I'm like, I'm going to give it to my son.
They get it when you die?
Yes. Immediately. They kill you for
but
it.
But when I'm like so old that if I put a watch as heavy on my Rolex, mm-hmm. as a Rolex on my arm, I can't lift my arm.
Right.
Okay.
Because I'm so old and weak.
Right.
Okay. That's when I'm going to gift him my Rolex.
Right.
When I'm so old and weak, I can't like lift it up because it's too heavy.
Okay.
Or it'll just like rip my skin because my skin is so paper thin and soft
okay.
that it yeah. can't handle steel around right. my wrist.
Gotcha, bitch.
So that's the age I'm going to give a gift this to my son.
Okay.
But when I was there, dude, I was in the Rolex store. Yeah. You know who's there?
Who?
You know who's
who?
There?
Blow him up.
You know who's there? Take a guess, Blake.
Owen Wilson.
No.
Okay.
Good guess, though.
Can I make a guess?
Yes. Yes, you can. Did I tell you?
No.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Are they in entertainment?
Yeah, wait, let's do a 20 questions.
Yeah, okay.
Good luck.
They are in entertainment. Okay. It was, by the way, it was very cool.
Don't
it
give
was
it up.
Not Cisco.
Don't give
and
it up.
Anna in the chat was saying Cisco, okay. not Cisco.
Okay.
I wish.
Are they,
I would have been
are
like,
they in music or film and television?
They were in music.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Ooh.
They were in music.
So it's not, and it's not Cisco.
And now they are huge in film.
Oh, it's Ludacris.
It is not Ludacris.
Oh, LL Cool J.
Good guess, but not LL Cool J. A lot of people would say he's an A-list. It's a man. He's an A-lister in film, and he was.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg.
There you go.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well,
you got you guys actually guessed that really quick.
Well, you were giving big clues.
And is he was he getting what you got plus hella diamonds?
Dude, honestly, yes. That's exactly what he got.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was buying that or he was getting it serviced. I couldn't really.
Can you walk us through that? I feel like this is a very elite thing. I'm like, I don't know this scenario at all. Like, what's going on?
By the way, I've been in dozen Rolex stores just kind of looking at shit and
Flex.
I mean, I'm looking at shit. I'm not buying dozens of
Anyone can walk in the store, Blake. Go ahead.
You can walk in this. It's just in a mall.
I cannot. I guarantee I cannot. I guarantee I would be asked to leave.
The guy turns you away.
No.
You're good.
Yeah. I think you are looking for Quiznos.
You're good.
Take your Zoa.
I believe there's a Jimmy John's.
The footlong cookies are that way.
Yeah.
You must want it Mike's way.
Son, take your Zoa and get the fuck out of here.
Are you looking for Mike's way? Because it's that away.
It's a that away, bitch. Please get out of the store.
Mike's way
no
is
Lex.
That away,
go
you
ahead.
Bitch.
No Lex for you.
No Lex zone.
So, no, I was in the back room, like essentially signing the paperwork to buy the watch.
The back room is where they bring you to give you the watch that they don't want anyone in the front to see that they actually do have.
To see that they actually have them in the back.
Because they do, and they tell everyone they don't.
They do have them. They say they don't. They do.
Okay.
And they got it for me, and I'm in the back room. And then the guy's like, there's no one in this store. right? There's literally zero people. And then the guy signing, he's like, oh, Mark Wahlberg is in the store. Are you friends with him? And I'm go, I've never met Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. And he's like, well, he's out here. Would you like to meet him? He's a nice guy. And I'm like, yeah.
Sure.
And I go out, and whether he was lying or not, he goes, oh, man. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I know. He's like, I know you. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. And I'm like, sure.
Yeah. Say hi to your mother for me.
You say hi to your mother. Totally, dude. Yeah. Totally. And he was a very nice guy, but had this watch that I didn't see exactly what watch it was, but it was covered.
Yeah.
Covered in diamonds.
Wow.
One more time.
Which,
one more time.
Covered. Covered.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
In diamonds. I don't like it.
Okay.
I'll say it. Yeah. Not for me.
I'm the
That's
same
not
way.
For
I'm
me.
The same way.
I think Mark Wahlberg can pull it off. Mm. He's a guy that you would expect to have covered in diamonds.
Yeah. Sure.
If you, it wouldn't look good on me. And, you know, I said in the past, I'm not a Rolex guy.
I was just going to say, fast forward 3 years when you're like, yeah, it's a little diamondy. Okay, it's a lot of diamondy. I'm a diamond guy now.
I'm kind of a diamond guy.
It's a little diamondy. Cut diamond to 3 years after that. I'm just soaking in diamonds. I feel like the podcast would have to go really well. For me to be covered in diamonds.
It's up to the fans.
Yeah. We would need to we'd need to jump in viewers. I will say that.
Yeah, I feel like we would have to really level up our podcast game in order for me to be covered in diamonds. But super, super nice guy.
That's cool.
Yeah. The only Rolexes I'm interested in now, like the couple that I'm like, ooh, those are fucking sick. Mm-hmm. They're so expensive. They're so expensive.
Bet.
Yeah, three times the cost of what I have already. Mm,
that's too much.
I have a feeling they're all very expensive.
They
and
are.
Then
there's
even more extra expensive.
There's even more extra expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did say, he's like, oh, I'm a fan. And then he's like, we should work together. Mm-hmm. But then in the same breath, he goes,
Psych.
No, he said not. Quietly under his breath. I was like,
psych.
What? What'd you say? He's like,
psych your mind.
Not.
Psych, bitch.
Not.
Change your mind.
Not.
Sorry, mom,
he goes, we've met before. Mm-hmm. And I go, no. Yeah. And then his friend's like, yeah, no, we met. His friend was there. He's with two guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his friend goes, no, at some golf club.
Uh-huh. Nope.
And he goes, you're a big golfer, right? And I go, no.
No.
Ooh, he's thinking Santino.
No, he's not thinking Santino because I don't look anything like Santino.
Sean Astin?
I think he might be Sean Astin.
Fluffy?
No, and then I said, I think you're thinking of just a basic looking white guy.
Right.
And
good,
then
nice.
They all laughed and they were like, yeah, maybe. And I'm psych. Like, oh, he actually doesn't know who I am.
Yeah.
So that was my experience with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
He's like,
said he's a big fan. We got to work together. And then
this
said that we've maybe golfed together, and I definitely haven't.
Damn it, dude.
Yeah.
Who would he think that you're a big golfer, right? Maybe he thought you're Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And he kind of forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look like a Justin Timberlake. He's so famous, he doesn't know who Justin Timberlake is or what he looks like.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh.
Just recently, there was a video of when he went on TRL at the same time as Eminem. And Eminem was like, oh, it's really cool to be here. All of us together feels like we're just one big, happy, funky bunch.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They had beef.
And Mark Wahlberg is like, fuming, and he's not he's barely like talking because I think maybe Eminem
wait
had, like,
when is this
is like this 2000 is
TRL days
shit. TRL
okay
the good old days.
Oh, so he was shitting on Mark Wahlberg for being in the Funky Bunch, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a sly little dig, and he'd already probably rapped about how whack white rappers were before him, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think there was some prior beef, and then it was on the screen, and then Eminem took that little jab.
But Mark is not in a mood on TRL either. He's just there, like, not having fun at all.
Yeah, promoting fear or something.
Blake's favorite movie.
I wonder what he
was. Well, that's sick. Yeah, that movie
rocked.
Yeah, that being
said, it does rule.
It's really, really good.
Let me in the house.
Yeah, I feel like he has to know that the Funky Bunch isn't cool. Like, it wasn't like a cool thing. It was like he was just him breaking into the industry, right? And then now he does.
I would argue, I mean, maybe they are cool. Donnie D was on Backup, drug free, so put the crack up.
I just Google imaged the Funky Bunch and they're pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Well,
they're wearing a lot of cross colors.
Yeah, pretty funky.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, they look pretty funky.
What was their main hit? The Funky
Good
Bunch.
Vibrations, Good Vibrations, right?
Oh yeah, Good Vibrations.
I mean, it fucking cooks. Good song.
Yeah, these
like Sun Kiss. Many want to know who done this, Marky Mark, and I'm here to move you. Rhymes to groove to, and I'm here to prove
wiki,
to
wiki,
you.
Wiki, wiki.
Damn. Okay. All right. Had it in the vault. Had it in the vault.
They had like a slow like. Have you seen her?
Fucking song.
MC Hammer type slow join.
Yeah. What was their song? What was their song where Mark Wahlberg like fucked a chair? I feel like that in my little kid brain. I just remember like Mark Wahlberg fucking a chair.
Right.
And then my parents being like, maybe you don't watch this on MTV because yeah. Mark Wahlberg's
fucking
like,
a
yeah.
chair.
Fucking a chair. Yeah.
And then pointing to the camera and saying, I wish this was you.
Yeah. And then he's pointing at a camera and goes, I've golfed with you. And I'm like, what?
See you on the links.
Fuck. I know. We did? I don't remember that.
There's one called Wild Side. Do you think that's it?
Oh, yeah. This is where he samples Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Will you play 15 seconds of that matter, please?
Sure, right.
The best, but the best part, Blake. Don't. Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to skip ahead.
Tribe already sampled it, but okay. Fellas singing nickel and dime.
Tales about love. Ooh. I mean, it sounds sexy. It's We're going to revisit. You know.
Yeah. You know what? I take it back. They are cool.
They're your favorite.
Yeah. The name might have been a little whack. The Funky Bunch.
Yeah, but funky was cool. Bunch, that's rough.
Bunch is weird. Yeah, to bunch. Call yourself a bunch is because what else? What other bunches are there besides Brady Bunch?
Bananas. Like
that. Yeah.
Banana bunches. Yeah,
you're thinking of banana bunches and Brady Bunches.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's
you got to go. What is of the Funky Crew?
Funky I feel crew. Funky Squad.
Funky Few.
Yeah. Oh, Funky Squad.
Funky Unit.
Funky Boys.
Funky Boys.
Well, Funky Boys would have been a better. Yeah.
Funky. Mm-hmm. Funky Dudes.
Butt Loving.
Funky Butt Loving.
Is that
now
on the
that's
board?
A good band.
Yeah.
It was. You know what? We might need to bring it back
the
today.
Funky Butt Loving.
Yeah. What else could it be? It could be Marky Mark and the.
fuck. Fuck you. I cannot find this thing.
Dude, have a fucking and Zoa the, and get dude, your Marky, shit together.
Marky Mark and the Funky Butt Lovin' would be so funny if he like pitched that to the group, right. To his crew.
To the bunch.
From Rookie of the Year.
To the bunch. He's like, hey, I'm thinking we could change it from bunch to the Butt Lovin'.
Yeah.
Mark.
Marky Rowan Gardner and the Funky Butt Lovers. Hosen Gardner.
God, where the hell is it? I cannot find it.
Blake, you got to clean up that board, buddy. You got to clean up that board.
That's a great sighting, great interaction.
Yeah, man, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one, you know, because we run into...
Funky!
I feel like you don't run into that level. Nice. There you go,
found
Blake.
It.
Marky Mark.
You don't run into that level of celebrity very often.
No. Yeah, that's huge.
Because he's
out in the wild.
He's way up there, out in the wild. Not at a big party where you kind of expect to see some real famous people.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I feel like if you sat in a Rolex store all day, you might bump into some A-listers. I don't know how often you think.
Yeah, in Los Angeles or Vegas, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
And is that what you did, Adam? I think what Blake's getting to is he wants to know how long you
Adam
sat
worked
in that
security?
Store.
Were you working security? Were you working
dude, I went and sitting there all day.
Congratulations on your purchaser. You can leave now. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for that a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one.
Holy crap.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
Frickin' sweet! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/important. That's mintmobile.com/important. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/important. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, it was a very fun alone trip. I feel like I've never done this. I flew to Vegas at 9:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Baller.
Got a Jack and Coke at 9:30 a.m. because I'm going to Vegas. Land. I'm there an hour early. The woman who runs the store was the one who wanted to give me the watch.
I'm drunk now.
She was not there. So then I went to the Aria Casino.
Okay.
Sat there.
I'm waiting to buy a watch.
Was drinking a beer, watching NBA Today, and then these guys recognized me. Sure. I took shots with these guys.
I was intoxicated.
Then go into the Vegas store.
To Rolex.
They poured me whiskey. I had like three whiskeys. Then I meet Mark Wahlberg. I'm still
going to send it.
Then I eat a cheeseburger, drink another beer, and fly home.
Wait, were you like, fuck it, I'm getting two watches. I want two watches. Give me you.
And they're like, you get the one.
you get the one and you're gonna like it.
You get the one. But it was a very fun just self trip. I was with no one.
Sometimes it's nice.
I ran into Bob Menery.
Oh dear.
The guy with the
all right,
with the voice.
Yeah. How was he? How was that?
He was fine.
Is he back on that podcast now, or is he I don't understand. Is he promoting it again?
I don't know.
I have no idea about his lifestyle, but, you know, nice guy. Mm-hmm. And ran into him and then ran into Mark Wahlberg and called it a trip. Was home by 4 p.m. Was at my house at 4 p.m.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. What time did you fly out? Like in the morning?
9:30.
That's not bad.
You're a jet setter and you need a GMT if you're a jet setter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a quick turnaround. I was like, dang. And it made me go like, why am I not in Vegas often?
Right. On jaunts. On just quick jaunts.
Yeah. Why don't I just go like so you wake up in the morning and you go, I want to play blackjack.
Right.
Go there.
Yeah.
Play blackjack. Come home.
Well, you just go to Commerce, don't you? Isn't that where we could find you?
Right. No, that's sad. That's sad. You don't go there.
Yeah. Commerce is not cool. That it's too bright.
I think Commerce is just for real gamers. If you're really into playing poker.
It's not about a mood or anything. It's like straight down to business. That's like gambling as a job / addiction.
Yeah.
It's not about the mood. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I've never been in like the actual card rooms in Vegas where they're all playing poker. It seems way too serious for me. And I'm like, oh, I couldn't be this level of intense.
Right.
I think I would just not care and just go, I just take my fucking money. I'm not going to sit here all goddamn day. You know,
you're the kind of person they want at the table.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Fuck it. I only want to be here for 20 minutes. If I can't win in 20 minutes, just here's all my money.
I fold.
That's why I like blackjack, because I'm like, I'm either winning big or I'm not, and then we're done.
Right. All in.
And then we're done. Yeah. And then I'll wander around and drink some big beers and have a great time. And it was the Thursday before the Super Bowl. Mm. So you felt the energy percolating. Right. Okay. It was fun. You felt... And you see the people that are drinking their coffees like they had a night the night before. And then you see the people, it's 9:30 a.m. or 10 a.m. Right. by the time I got there, 10:30. They're already drinking. You're like, these are my people right here. We're already fucking firing it up.
You guys are my people.
You guys are my people.
Do you guys ever play the slots or do you understand?
I feel like those have gotten way too complex.
I'd never know what's happening. Anytime I play a slot. Yeah, you're like, I got a four-leaf clover, a mermaid, a horseshoe, and two diamonds, and I won like 75 cents. And you're like, what, how?
I don't understand the draw. I don't know what people are doing. Is it that they're the cheapest thing?
I think that have something.
I think you could sit there, you could slow play it, and then you get free drinks.
Get free drinks. Yeah.
Okay, so it's like people who are paying like... as little as possible to get the free drinks.
Yeah.
But then sometimes, you know, I remember my parents' friends, they would go there and my parents would, you know, they're not big gamblers.
So the drinks are free this week? Just want to cover that. The drinks are free now?
Mm-hmm. I'm drunk now.
They would sit at the slots with their friends who like actually were playing the slots and spending hundreds of dollars trying to win money.
Yeah.
And my parents would sit there with them like slow playing like a quarter.
Right.
And then getting drinks with them.
Yeah. And it's a workout. If you pull it, you're kind of getting a little workout in.
That's funny. Blake, that's funny.
Fuck off.
That's a pretty good joke.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
It's also a workout.
Funky butt loving.
Did you guys see the video of the woman playing? And she's like dressed really nice. She has like an expensive looking bag and she's dressed pretty nice. Pissing?
No.
Did you say pissing?
Pissing. Sitting playing the slots. Just
that's sad.
You can't leave. Not if you're on a run or a roll.
Just hosing, dude. Hosing.
What? I need to see this.
Hosing out?
Yeah, I'll find the video of
like
it.
Like dripping down her legs or
no, just like she's sitting on the edge here.
Okay.
And it's just like she's fully pissing.
Oh dear. That's sad.
It's wild
and kind of cool.
Those are your people.
I'm still gonna send it.
You found your people.
Those are my people. I feel like people go to Vegas and they're like, I'm gonna be like, there's a certain group of people that go to Vegas and they're like, I'm gonna be as gross as I can be. Like, I'm gonna do all the nasty
my
shit.
People,
right?
And those are my people.
I'm gonna come.
Yeah,
yeah. We're gonna get prostitutes. We're gonna piss in the lobby.
Yeah. Have you guys pissed your pants? Like as adults in like a drunken way?
Yeah, I pissed. This is years ago, maybe 10 years ago. I used to do with my buddy Walsh and Zach. I would do 1 day vacays where I would take us on a little vacation for 1 day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then so I took us all to San Francisco and just 1 day where we just go there. We party for one day vacay. and we, you know, we're sharing a hotel room, you know, Walsh has a cot where we have two beds in there. I get so drunk that I piss my pants. Mm-hmm. I've never pissed my pants before, but I piss my pants.
I'm pissed now.
Where, like when you were sleeping or like when you were out? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
When I was sleeping, I was sleeping.
Okay.
And then
that's fair.
I woke up butt naked from my waist down.
That's cool.
On top of the covers. Mm-hmm. So my dick's out, my butthole's out. Okay. Zach and Walter are there sleeping in their beds. And I'm like, did my best friends butt fuck me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
your people?
Because I'm not wet at this point. Nothing's wet. I'm just butt naked. And I don't know where my pants are.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I think my people just butt fucked me. So I put the blankets over me. And then the next morning I woke up like, hey guys, did you... butt fuck.
You're my people, right?
I thought you guys were my people.
You're my people, are you not?
Hey, like, you're my people. Straight up. Like, you know you're my people.
Nothing's going to change that.
I thought you guys were my people, but then you guys maybe butt fuck me?
And did they think maybe like, well, you brought us out here. Like, what were we here for? Like, we're obviously your people. So
they, and then the next morning they were like, no, you pissed your pants.
So... one day vacation.
One, oh, we thought you said one gay vacation. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pissed now.
Oops.
Yes, points.
Oopsie.
Tight one butthole.
You're going to want to brush your teeth, too.
But evidently, I piss my pants, and then I stood up on top of the bed.
Uh-huh.
And peeled my pants and underwear off.
These are done.
Threw them against the wall and then laid back down on the bed. Is the story that they're going with. I kind of think maybe they butt fucked me. But, you know, we'll never get to the bottom of it because I was blackout drunk. But
either way, epic night, dude. Epic night with two of your besties, your people.
Yeah. Up until then, I think we had a pretty epic night.
I knew that question would take 10 minutes. What else?
Have you guys, I mean, because those one-day vacations, they got... I mean, they were too wild.
Those one-day vacations.
They were too wild because we really, you're packing it all in one day. We would land, and then it was just aggressively drinking all day.
That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. You've got a shot clock. Like, that's hard.
Yeah, all day. There was no, like, we're chilling, we're getting at the hotel, we're going to relax a little, you know, how you normally would do.
You want to get something to eat?
They're racking their minds. They're like, when does it get gay?
I don't fuck it.
Is it later?
This is weird. He doesn't want to stay in the hotel.
When does he want us? Do we initiate?
They're like, wait until he's blackout and then we butt fuck him.
What the heck is going on with our guy here?
Hey, he stood up in bed and took his pants off. I think this is our cue.
He said go get footlongs. I'm thinking it's our chance.
But I've only got a half a footlong.
He said he couldn't handle a footlong. I think I know what he's talking about.
I only got a 6-incher. Well, I got a Jimmy John's 9-incher.
I'm going to give it to him Mike's way. Oh, baby.
I'll do it Mike's way.
Yeah. Sounds like you got way-o'd.
I've never pissed my pants drunk, but I did have like the flu one time.
Rub it in.
And was in bed and just sharted the sheets.
Oh.
Oh.
Like I thought it was just kind of like, oh, I'm letting toot out. It's just me. I'm just letting a toot out.
It's just
out.
A toot.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
just a toot.
And had to gather myself.
You had to gather the sheets, probably.
Yeah.
Have you ever, because I've had friends and family members do this, and I've never done this. Just wake up and then piss somewhere in the house that isn't the toilet.
Right. In like a corner on like a floor.
Goodbye. Yeah. Piss on the shoes.
Yeah.
You've done that?
I've never done that, but I have friends who are like, oh, and don't step there. And I'm like, because what? And they're like, I piss right there. And you're like,
man, remember at Packard, fucking Adam came over and one night he was so drunk he opened, not you, Adam.
What, me?
Adam.
Okay. Is this our story to tell? Okay, yeah.
We allegedly, but he opened up our cupboard and he pissed in that right in like our big box of ramen noodles.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. And then it was a real conversation because it was a big box.
Mm. Big.
There was a lot of ramen noodles.
It was
expensive.
Months of rations.
It was a real, and they are packaged.
They are, pretty tightly.
So it was a real conversation.
Oh, so you were like, do we just rinse and repeat? What do we,
Yeah, we're like, there's a lot of ramen here. Are we going to throw away this ramen? How much did you piss? It was a lot. The box it was filled up.
Right.
Yeah. Like they were floating, packs of ramen were floating.
I don't know if we ever did throw it away, and I do feel like we caught somebody making them one day, and we're like, "Her,
no, go ahead,
Danny,
that's all you. That's all you. Go ahead."
It's been long enough.
They're like, "Ooh, man, I forgot how good these beef ramen are. Yeah, they're extra salty.
That's a lot of sodium.
Now is that a beef bouillon, baby?
Damn, I'm microwaving this shit. It smells like some socks got microwaved, but okay.
Or we're just broke enough where we're like, ah, fuck it, man, I gotta eat. I know these are the piss ramens, but it'll boil off.
I don't remember us if I don't. I would hope we threw it away, but I do remember it being like a real conversation that we had where we're like, I think we should throw it away.
Really?
Well, they are packaged. Yeah. They are packaged.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the ones in the back we can save.
Yeah. So did you make a wand?
Allegedly.
Rinse these off? Or was this like he left and then this is the aftermath?
I honestly can't remember.
Is this the shady, aftermath?
This is the aftermath.
Yeah, I believe we like kind of found it after he had already left and then was like, wait, did you piss in the cupboard? And then it was...
And he was like, oh, yeah, might have.
Yeah, maybe. I cannot confirm.
It's crazy. Yeah. Isn't it crazy how people, they like open a thing thinking that's the door to the bathroom?
You're on automatic.
But then the door isn't like they don't walk in. Like I've had people piss in the closet before.
Right.
Right.
And they piss all over shoes. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I'm not going to throw shoes away.
What?
So you end up washing shoes and then the shoes never fit the same.
Aren't you throwing those shoes away?
I'm pissed now.
No.
If someone,
not at this, if someone dunk, not at this point in my life.
Shoes,
these are dunks.
Those are gone.
Not at this point in my life.
No.
I mean, now I would probably throw some shoes away, but at this point in my life, I'm not throwing shoes away.
We're saying,
how am I going to afford to buy more shoes?
Honestly, I'm collecting. You owe me shoes.
You owe? What if they're like, yo, I ain't got it, dude?
Yeah. Then I go, what size are you?
And not the right size, though.
And not the right size.
No. Then I piss in their shoes and I go, I guess neither of us got them, huh?
Well, I feel like that person's going to wear them.
That's life!
Yeah, and that would be fair.
No, dude, if someone pisses in my shoes, I go, you're responsible. Sorry.
You're a fucking disaster, my guy.
That's probably correct. I didn't. I just washed those shoes. You can wash
but
shoes.
But if I pissed in somebody's shoes and they were like, bad. Come on, man, I'd go, I'll sort it. I'll figure it out. I'll get you.
Sure.
I'll make it happen. I'll charge you to the game.
You take responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if like you piss on Adam's Rolex and he's like, oh, shit.
I go, Adam, I'll take that one and I'll figure out a way to get you the same one. In the meantime, I'll definitely just take that one.
Yeah. Let me get that pissed on broke Rolex. Yeah. Will it break if you piss on it?
No, it's waterproof to 100 meters.
And it says to my middle-aged son, it says to my middle-aged son, Bo, on the back. Right. I have that engraved. Right.
I'll get to work. I'll get to work on that.
If you can pry it off my cold, dead arm, you can have it.
Blake, were you a big pisser? I can't remember if you ever pissed on anything. I feel like you were.
I feel like it's kind of on brand, right?
I feel like maybe you still do.
No, I wasn't. I do feel like I did it recently where I passed out on my carpet and I pissed it, but I was not a big piss my pants guy.
I'm like, yes! that's what we're talking about.
Once.
Recently, dude, every story that we've been telling is like a decade old. Yeah. A decade old.
Yeah, no, this was like fairly recently, I want to say, but I'm not a big piss my pants guy. Yeah. I've always been very proud of
that. Nice, dude.
Well, by the way, Blake, I'm not a big I did it once, and I told the story.
I've had friends who pissed their pants a lot.
I know. I have a homie who it was kind of his thing, so much so that he like knew how to clean it up properly, and like he was like, "Do you have this spray? This is the one that works the best."
You would wake up with new shoes at the edge of your bed,
right? Right.
In a prepared bowl of ramen. And
yes.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Oops, I did it again.
Oops, I pissed it again.
It was kind of what happened constantly.
Yeah. Some people, it's a
like
bit
like he knew he shouldn't sleep in someone's bed. He would sleep on like the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The bathtub. Well,
and to have that like awareness when you're that level drunk.
That's huge.
Courtesy. It's a common courtesy.
Because that level drunk is you don't know what you're doing. The fact that you know that you have to sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
And I like that Blake just always sleeps on the floor. So you were sleeping
just in case.
On the floor.
Dude.
That is not why I sleep on the floor.
Blake, when we lived together, you'd catch him just sleeping in the hallway.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, homie.
I like to sleep under tables.
Yeah, under tables.
I had a roommate once who he liked to sleep in like his laundry pile.
That's hot.
You know? Mm. And I kind of.
Like dirty laundry?
No, maybe. I guess maybe it was. But if it's late and I have like new laundry and I just am too tired to fold it, and I throw it on the bed, I kind of like the coziness of like being enveloped by a bunch of other socks and clothes and shit.
I do too. Nah. It feels good. I like to lay in lots of material.
Like a big towel, just put a little hand on a towel.
No, I'd rather wake up and think my friend's butt fucked me.
And that's been made clear.
And that's life.
Great ass.
Oh, I'm into that. Mm.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of an open fire, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I feel like there's two types of people. There's the type, I feel like I'm...
I love sentences that start like... There's two types of people.
I feel like there's people that piss. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And there's people that shit.
And piss and puke. No, and there's people that like go on mini adventures and you're like afraid that they're going to like sleep in someone's backyard or they're going to just be lost.
Wanderers.
And there's no other type of person.
That's it. No, that's it.
You're either that's someone it, who's like in a backyard on an adventure or you're pissing everywhere. And if you're saying you're neither, you're lying.
You're fucking lying, dude.
You're lying. You're a murderer. You're a serial killer.
Oh, you don't go on adventures? Well, I guess you probably
you must piss all okay. over everything.
Or maybe you call somebody that maybe you shouldn't call.
Oh, drunk dialer.
So there's three types of people?
Yeah, maybe there's three. Hey, turns out that maybe there's three types of people.
Right.
You're a drunk dialer?
Maybe.
Right. I mean, yeah, I get drunk FaceTimes all the time, but
yeah, what do you mean?
Are you drunk right now?
Yeah,
I
FaceTimed you at the Super Bowl just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah. But like really like drunk dialing someone, not FaceTime, just to like to tell them how much you love them. I feel like that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, it's because we're old. I feel like 22-year-olds are. I mean, imagine how embarrassing that is. Yeah. Like if you're drunk, like you know, everyone has done like a drunk call that maybe they're a little embarrassed by.
Right.
But like drunk FaceTiming and the girl, like your ex-girl or whatever, is like. Just sees you that drunk, like that's extra embarrassing. Mm.
Maybe people go drunk live.
Oh yeah, I mean for sure people who go drunk live.
I wish we did that more. Let's go drunk live on Instagram a whole bunch.
Yeah, go for it. I would love that.
Canceled. And you've been canceled.
No, I'm gonna say nice things.
But I think a drunk dial is like weird because people don't even call sober anymore.
Yeah, they don't. Nobody picks up.
So if somebody calls me, I assume they're drunk because they're already like on some other shit.
Yeah,
or someone died.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I get a Blake or a Tiba FaceTime, I'm like 100% they're drunk.
Yeah,
I'm drunk now.
Yeah,
they're drunk.
Sure.
And I actually always pick it up because I'm like, these guys are all just in a good mood.
Let's see what they have to say.
These are your people.
Let's see what they have to say.
These are my people.
Hey, it's man, like, I just pissed my pants.
Let's see what these guys have to
do. I love you.
They have to say, they have something to say, so much so, they're FaceTiming me. Let's see what they got to say.
Adam, I just pissed my pants and Atiba's out wandering around. I love you, dude.
He's sleeping in somebody's backyard. I love you, dude.
Oh my god.
Hey, I just woke up and I think my friend's butt fucked me. I love you, dude.
What are you doing? Where are you?
What are you doing?
I just want to party.
Where are you?
Where are you? Where are you?
Yeah, home.
I'm obviously in my bed.
I'm on the couch. I'm in bed. Here. Where are you?
I'm actually rewatching Game of Thrones. Where are you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is the way.
I can't help you.
Man, holy shit. Are you guys bummed that a couple of weeks ago... the guy who invented Pop-Tarts died? Are you bummed on that?
Did he?
Yeah. At 96, the guy who invented Pop-Tarts passed away. Mm. Does that hurt you guys?
Now, isn't Jerry Seinfeld doing a Pop-Tart movie?
What?
Yes.
Yeah. So do we think possibly
Big Pop-Tart?
That he had him murdered to make
I auditioned for that, and I was like, that was pretty good. I'm going to be in this movie, and they didn't like me.
They might have liked you. You might have been on a list.
I auditioned.
Yeah.
No, I know you auditioned, but maybe you're top two or three and you didn't make the final cut, but you still did a good job, Anders.
Mm. Yeah.
I guess I'm just too tall. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah,
it's just too tall, too handsome.
I guess I was great and perfect, but just too tall for the frame.
Yeah, you're like, I guess my jawline was too good, too solid.
You're too tall to be a Pop-Tart. It sucks.
So what, can you give us any insight on this Pop-Tart? You didn't get it, so fuck them, right?
Yeah.
So maybe maybe you spill some.
It was a funny scene, or at least like I had fun.
Now,
with it.
Is this like BlackBerry or like the Uber show that they're explaining like how Pop-Tart came to be?
Yes, there was a race. There was a race between a couple brands to bring the Pop-Tart to market.
Oh,
and it was like Kellogg needed to do it first. Like,
oh,
I want to say they both had the same idea, but it was about bringing it to market.
Bring it to market.
Todd just sent us a link that will for sure. Negate what I just said.
Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart story.
Oh, Bo Bowman.
Okay.
Is the person making it.
Yeah, we know him.
We like the name. He likes it more.
I do love the name.
Ooh, I'm seeing big names. Jim Gaffigan. Oh, James Marsden definitely got you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Was it James Marsden?
Oh, 100%.
Or it could have been Max Greenfield.
Yeah. Or Jack McBrayer.
No, I feel like the people that Durs goes up against in this list, it's Max Greenfield.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. James
Actually, it might have been Bobby Moynihan.
Maybe Dan Levy.
It could have been. Or Christian Slater.
Could have been.
It might have been Bobby Moynihan. Because it was kind of like a goofy assistant type guy.
Got you.
Or like second in command to like the important person, like who just kind of gets yelled at.
This is a huge cast.
Yeah, big, big time.
There's a lot of big stars in this.
I mean, Seinfeld, it's everybody wants to be part of it. And
this is big time.
We'll see.
Hey, we'll see if it's another B movie, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I like this guy Seinfeld, he does make some weird choices when he's like, I'm going to come out of retirement.
Right, for this.
Act my act.
I only do stand up and I'm not going to do any other show. And then he drops the B movie, which I don't know if I saw it or not. It could have been good.
Right.
But it is a kind of a
weird... I don't
weird...
believe it was a smash. I don't believe it was something that resonated. I feel like we would have seen B2.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Be
more
yourself,
bees.
Be real.
Yeah, the Hive.
Yeah.
That Welcome to the Hive.
Yeah.
And then now just Pop-Tart.
Right.
It's science.
Dude, when I was on all kinds of pain pills after my surgery, my last surgery,
mm-hmm.
actually the first one in August, my first hip surgery,
mm-hmm.
I'm ancient, I watched The Foods That Built America, and it's the
I'm so fucking hungry.
It's a bagel. It's like the people that built America, the foods that built America. There's like a whole thing that History Channel does.
Sure.
But it's all about like Kellogg's and Hershey and this
and
that. Mm-hmm. And they do
That's
make it seem so fucking intense and cool. And I'm like, So maybe I'm going to be a huge fan of this Pop-Tart movie. Yeah. I don't know.
What's your favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
Here we are.
Are you a Pop-Tart boy?
And we're back.
Come on, give it to me, man. I want to know.
And this is why Hollywood.
I want to know. What's your move?
I've had an evolution where for sure for years it was frosted like strawberry.
Yep, with the then rainbow sprinkles.
Strawberry, I think, is the classic.
Then as I aged, it became, ooh, what do we call it? Like the cinnamon one.
Okay.
Yeah, the maple cinnamon or maple whatever. Cinnamon. Or brown sugar.
Brown sugar, thank you. Brown sugar. Yeah. And then I hearkened delicious. Back. And hearkened. I'm a s'mores hearkened. Guy now.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Dessert first.
Yeah.
I haven't had one since I was a kid, but I remember those tasting like chemicals, dude. I guess they all do.
Checks out.
Yeah, but Blake, your palate is garbage.
Well, the s'mores Pop-Tarts taste like ass.
Yeah, well, your palate is garbage.
Well, I feel like they taste like s'mores. But
s'mores, yeah. And s'mores is pretty good. I could see you being like so picky as a kid that you're like, chocolate and marshmallow together, yucky.
Right, exactly.
I only eat mac and cheese with hot dogs in it, and that's it.
The cause of diarrhea.
So,
dude, Adam, I was like, wait, is Blake talking right now? Yeah. I was like,
it's science.
Yeah, for sure.
I do a good young Blake impression. yuck, something that isn't the only thing I like to eat. Yuck. Mom, get out of my face.
Just a real quick tangent. We had a kid over the other day, like a friend, and we were like, hey, we're having pizza for lunch.
You have a child friend?
My kids.
It's a bagel.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, had to clear it up because Kyle's over there eating babies. Because
Kyle, he's eating babies.
So. I walk by a school playing a piccolo and the children follow me back to my house.
Yep.
Hot.
Had a kid over and we're having pizza for lunch. And he's like, oh, what kind?
Pizza.
And I go, cheese pizza. The safest possible pizza option. What kid doesn't like cheese pizza? And he goes,
that's the only thing Blake would eat.
I don't like cheese pizza. I go, oh, like you like pepperoni? He goes, no, I get pizza without the cheese. That's how my family orders it.
Gotcha, bitch.
And I was like, we're in a whole nother level. He took the cheese off and he just eats the bread and the sauce.
That is wild.
Anyway, I hate him.
I don't want to dunk. I don't want to dunk on this kid, but is he like super, is this like a super like Hollywoody type fan or not even Hollywoody, like a health conscious type family that they're like, oh, the dairy of the cheese.
No, I think it's just like a
super picky child.
Persnicketiness.
That'd be rough. I was not that. I was a little garbage can, and I still am.
You were eating pizza Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. So, Adam, what's your Pop-Tart flavors? And then I would love to hear hot or cold, what the preference is.
If you're
either way.
You're going to get worms if you eat cold Pop-Tarts. That's disgusting.
No. What? Worms. Dude,
you can't eat cold Pop-Tarts. You got to get worms, bro.
No. Worms? You think worms live in processed fucking packaged goods like that?
You have to toast the Pop-Tart. There's going to be bacteria.
To kill the worms.
To kill the worms, brother.
Oh my God, dude. Oh, Mom. Oh, this is gross. Oh, you got to toast it.
I will say, I did not eat a cold Pop-Tart until I think I went on some like camping trip and somebody, then the guides or whatever brought boxes of Pop-Tarts. And I was like, how are we supposed to heat them? He's like, you don't have to heat Pop-Tarts. And I ate it. And I was like, oh, legit. It's just like a cookie.
Yeah. Okay. Except for you get worms.
Yeah, it's delicious. I think my mom would put that in my like lunchbox. She's like, here you go.
I think I didn't heat Pop-Tarts for years. But I will say when you circle back and you heat it.
Very good. Hey, worth doing
it's
it.
It's good.
Worth doing
it. But the risk of burning it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the like burn, like it cooked to burn. It's like a 30-second window that you got to grab that fucker.
Yeah. It's like defusing a bomb.
That shit's important. Now, here's my question for you guys. I don't have a child yet. And I won't have a child that's eating Pop-Tarts for a few years now.
Pull back.
Bullshit. You better get a Pop-Tart in that mouth immediately.
this is because you have had children for a decade and you've been eating Pop-Tarts. Was there a gap that you weren't eating Pop-Tarts? Because I haven't eaten a Pop-Tart, and I want to say 25, 30 years.
My kids don't like Pop-Tarts, period.
So you're buying Pop-Tarts just for yourself.
Every once in a while, when I see a wild-ass flavor, I buy it.
Gotta try it.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, I gotta try apple pie, banana cream pie.
They have like Apple Jacks.
Apple pies.
Yes, apple Jacks.
That's a classic.
Peanut butter. None of them are good, by the way. They're all bad.
The whole thing now... They're like cross-pollinating with other shit, you know? They're like Cocoa Puffs Pop-Tart, and you're like, I might have to puff pass.
Okay. And they're like, macaroni and cheese Pop-Tart. And you're like, this is just a Hot Pocket, bitch.
Jolly Rancher. Yeah. It's pretty gross.
Adam gets really revved up about this. And
I'm like, motherfucker, this is, they're like pepperoni and cheese Pop-Tart. I'm like, bitch, you're a Hot Pocket. Right. Okay.
Adam, show him the tattoo. Show him the Hot Pocket tat.
Because I fuck up some Hot Pockets, dude. Yeah. That's my shit. Remember when we were in Columbus and... where there was just like stacks of Hot Pockets backstage, and we're like, whoa, how did they just know exactly what I wanted to snack on?
Diarrhea.
not diarrhea. Very good.
Yeah, but then with that said, we threw it into the audience and no
didn't
one
I, like,
did.
Frisbee the box into somebody's face?
Yes, you did. And then they sent us Hot Ones Hot Pockets. Did you guys eat those? The hella spicy Hot Pockets?
Did not get those. Did not receive
those. I didn't get those.
Oh, you guys dodged a bullet because that was the cause.
No, Hot Pockets are delicious. Maybe you've got a weak constitution.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Diarrhea. That was the cause.
You've got a weak stomach, homie.
Dude, no. Hot Pockets I fuck with, but these were the Hot Ones Hot Pockets. They were so fucking spicy, dude. Mm. It was weird.
I'm so fucking spicy.
It was weird, dude. Yeah. It lit my shit up, dude.
Hot. Well, it's because it was Columbus is where Hot Pockets is located. Right.
Okay,
and
fair
the
enough.
Fact, I mean, you gotta rep Hot Pockets if you live in Columbus. Mm-hmm. Dude.
Absolutely,
that's a sick company to rep.
Columbus. Yeah.
And the fact that you say it gives you diarrhea, it makes me question your whole stomach and your bowels. The fact that you can't process Hot Pockets because they're fucking delicious. Dude.
Right.
I said you don't even know the Hot Pockets I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Hot Ones Hot Pockets.
Well, no, but hey, motherfucker.
Uh-oh. Fuck.
Earlier, you're not being very wiki wah wah because earlier
the cause of diarrhea.
You said
yes.
The cause of diarrhea when I mentioned Hot Pockets.
Well, yeah, I was just I was just kind of getting in the mood.
Like yeah, a minute ago.
Okay, so you don't. So it doesn't give you diarrhea. Is what you're saying?
No, I haven't had a Hot Pocket in a while. I'm not sure.
Nah. Come on.
So you eat Pop Tarts more often, you would say, than Hot Pockets.
Because
I'm not saying I eat Hot Pockets all the time.
I don't eat any
toaster food. In my 20s, fucking up Hot Pockets.
Really?
Fucked them up.
Oh, yeah. I ate a lot of Hot Pockets as a youngster. I don't reach for the Hot Pockets anymore. I used to try the Philly cheesesteak one.
I don't think I've ever eaten
ham and cheese.
I think I've had 1 to 4 Hot Pockets in my life.
There was a minute where I was smashing on them. And if you didn't heat them up all the way, the cheese was just one, like, little couple nerds in it. It was wild, dude.
Couple nerds. You know nerds.
Yeah. I'm like,
you know.
You don't know what a nerd is? Nerds.
Hey, man, not all of us are fucking chef cordon bleus.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a
not
nerd?
Not all of us graduated from Long Beach State.
I think it's a little turd.
A nerd.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay, please. Look up NERT and have it be a thing that makes sense to us.
I'm telling you.
And that's N-E-R-T? N-E-R-T.
I don't know. I've never spelt it out.
A NERT. Yeah, that's... It says... it just... Skull and crossbones my computer. It just locked me up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, it's not... It's not saying what I think it is, but...
A NERT is the San Francisco Fire Department NERT training. So
So you pulled it from somewhere.
Yeah, you pulled it from somewhere. The deep little back part of your brain.
Yeah.
No, this can't be something I made up, dude. I'm telling you, this is a real thing somewhere.
Okay, any take backs, any apologies?
Are we there yet?
We are.
Did you guys ever do like the heat and eat breakfast sandwiches?
What is that now?
Well, just like the Jimmy Dean's like style breakfast sandwiches. I feel like that was more of
are respectable.
Yeah, those are a little classier. I feel like
that's a man's breakfast.
The like biscuit sausage things.
Yeah, that's respectable.
Yeah, and this was when you were a child?
Yeah, or in my 20s, I'd be like, I'm going to grab one of these for like a breakfast on the go.
I think your family might have done a little better than our families, and they could afford
the... No, we were dirt people.
Yeah, our families were dirt people. And Hot Pockets was a real delicacy for me. I remember my mom not wanting to get Hot Pockets because she's like, oh, these are things are kind of expensive. And I'm like, just get me some Hot Pockets.
Right. She was like, these Knot Pockets are half the price.
You got to try a Knot Pocket, bro.
Yes, points. Well, dude, imagine, if there was knockoffs, we would have gotten them.
I got poop tarts.
Poop tarts.
My mom got the poop tarts. If you don't toast them, you get worms. It's bad. Oh, my God.
Any take backs, any apologies, any epic slams for this episode?
I don't know. I feel like we've been so well behaved with Kyle gone. Yeah. There's like no one to make fun of and shit on.
No one to really dunk on. No one to shit on.
Question their entire lifestyle.
I think we're kind of questioning Blake's lifestyle sometimes. And every once in a while, I admit that my best friend's butt fucked me.
Right.
But
that's just par for the course.
That's just who I am as a person, you know. Yeah. And that's it's respectful.
Mm-hmm. I would like to give go ahead. Unless you're not done, go ahead.
No, would you like to take back saying nerd? Because that's what I want from you. But
real and I will find it. I need I need the citizens of TII Nation to come to my defense there. That is
okay, use Google. Mm-hmm. We just use Google, which Google is a very powerful source. No, it's a very powerful
this
source.
This is off the grid, Adam. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know, dude. Blake's got his ear to the fucking nerd.
This is some Bay Area shit, bro.
Dude, I can make up like a term that means something. A Wambly is a tiny little shit. A Wambly. Little Wambly. And then TI Nation would be like, Wambly.
Do you think that's a good name for a little tiny piece of shit?
No, I thought Wamblies were titties.
No, those are whammies. Or Wambos. Yeah, come on.
Okay, wait.
It's science. Okay.
I want to give a special shout out to Frosted Wildberry Pop Tarts. You remember they were purple with the little blue swirls on them? Those shits changed the game. Okay. I didn't like how they tasted, but the aesthetic of that Pop Tart was beautiful.
Right. You would just hold one to match an outfit, maybe?
I would wear it as a purse to school. It was really cool. Yeah,
check out my accessories. I got the blue Raz Pop Tart that matches the laces on the shoes.
Some people buy Rolexes, some people buy Pop Tarts. Okay.
Do you want to take that back yet or no? Is that your take back?
What if I got a diamond encrusted Pop Tart around my neck? You never had it so good.
Was this another episode of
That is another episode of
This is important.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Come on.
Can you feel it, baby?
Yeah. Let me see that bling, Mark.
I feel it too. Donnie D on the back up. Drug free, so put the crack up. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.